Dilma kivon de mishabed leila nizik. Since this shor right now is mishubah to the nizik, that means in the case the mazik is not going to have money to pay, the nizik has a shubah to take away this shor tam. If so, lav kol kimine, he has no right then the mazik to sell to somebody else to take off the shibud from the shor. That was the shayla. Omalei, so he answered back and said, Einei mocher, einei chanami, the mechir is not chal. The nizik has a right to come and take away that shor from the person that bought it. For the Gemara, Ivo, Tanya, we learned in a braisa, mocheri mocher, no, the mechir is good. But just chayze v'goyve, just means to say that the nizik has a right to go and collect the shor from the person that bought it off the mazik. If the mazik is not going to have enough money to pay up, the nizik has a right to take away that shor from the person that bought it. So the Gemara asks, is so, if the nizik has a right to take away the shor from the person that bought it, if so, lamai mocher, what do you mean it's a sale? What good is the sale if the nizik will come and take it away right away? So Gemara says, Luridia, the difference is if let's say this person that bought it used it to plow with, so he used the shor. So if you tell me the sale is good, as long as he used his own shor and he doesn't have to pay for the rent. But if you tell me the sale is no good, so like it belongs to the nizik, the shor, therefore the person that used it will have to pay the rent, the money, to the nizik. So the Gemara says, if so, shema minif, we should have a proof then, that lova, if you borrow money, ulmoicher, and then the loiva sells metaltalim, his utensils, things that can be moved around, that bezdin goyve loy mehen, that Bezdin collects a shibud from the metaltalim. And we know not like that. We hold that only karka is mishubud for a chayv, not metaltalim. So over here, if the mazik sold the shor, which is metaltalim, how come the nizik has the right to come and take it away from the person that bought the shor? How come here a shibud is chal upon metaltalim? So Gemara answers, Shani Hosam, here it's much different. The command the Yaso Apoitiki Domi. Here it's like you made a special Apoitiki. Apoitiki, the Rashi says, means Rachmona Shav Yulamigvei Mahai Shor. The Torah he gave the right to the Nizik to collect the money from the shore. If the Mazik doesn't want to pay the money, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Nizik has a right to collect it from the shore. That's called like an apoitiki, as if to say, when I lend money, here is the place you have a right to collect the money. But since you made a special shibud upon the shore, that's why the nizik has a right to collect it. So Gemara is still a sakasha. For Yomar Rava said, also avdoy apoitiki umochroi balchoiv goivehemenu. If the loiva that borrowed money said, listen, I own an evid, let the Yevid be achrayis, let it be an apoitiki for the money, and then the loiva sells the Yevid. So the loch is that the malva has the right to go and collect the Yevid from the person that bought him. The shibut is still chal upon an Yevid. But what's going to be shoyrei apoitiki if Ruvain borrows money? And he says to the malva, listen, if I can't pay you up, you could take away my shor, I'm making my shor an apoitiki, umochroi. And then the loiva goes and sells his shor. Ein balchoiv goyve hemenu. The balchoiv, the malva, has no right to come and collect it. So you see that a shibud, even an apoitiki, is not chal upon a shor, a metaltlim like shor. So how come over here the nizik has a right to take away the shor from the person the mazik sold it to? So Gemara says like this. Eved my time, and what's the reason by an eved that we say the malva has the right to collect it, the shibud is chal upon an eved, mishum the yisle koila. Because that has a curl, everybody talks about it, everybody knows that when I borrow money, I make my eved for a shibud. Everybody knows about it. So therefore, the person that bought the eved off the loiva should have known that it's possible for the malva to come and collect it. That's why the malva has a right to take it. But a regular shor doesn't have a curl. But the Gemara says, hi, but over here, hi nami, kivon de nogach. Here, since everybody knows that this shor did damage, your shor tam hit somebody else, it did damage to somebody else, therefore, koil islay. Everybody knows that this shor, the tura negachno correlate. People call this shor a shor that goes. So therefore, since everybody knows this shor is what did the damage, everybody knows that it's an apoitiki. Therefore, the person shouldn't have bought it off the mazik. Now the person that buys it knows about it, so it's like an eved. That's why over here the nizik has a right to come and take away the shor from the person that bought it. Now the Gemara says, Toni Rav Tachlipo ba Marovo kaimi de Rabavua. Rav Tachlipo, the son of Marovo, said in the name of in front of Rabavua that Mochroi ain't a mocher. You should know if they sell it, the sale is no good. We'll soon see who sold it. Again, in the case of a shor tam that did damage, if the person sold it, so the mechira is no good. Hekdeishai muktish. Let's say though they made it hegdish though, the hegdish is chal. Now the Gemara says, who are we talking about over here? Mochroi man, who sold it? Ilaim, if you want to tell me mazik mochroi, that the mazik is the one that sold it. So you're telling me now, ein mochroi, the mechir is not chal. Why? Mani Rabbi Kivi, the chur goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The yoma that says, huchlat hashor, that as soon as the tam did damage right away, the nizik becomes a shutif in it, so the mazik has no right to sell it. Then it says, v'hegdeshoi mugdish, but mashmah, if the mazik is magdish, though, the hegdish is chal. Why? Awesome, Rabbi Shmuel, this has to go according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. The Yom that says, Yushim Hashor Bezdin. Just Bezdin evaluates how much the Shor is worth, but really it still belongs to the Mazik. That's why if the Mazik is Makdishit, the Egdish is Chal. So it comes out to Rabbi Shmuel. If so, it's a Kasha like. How could you say the Rashi is like Rabbi Kiva and the Seif is like Rabbi Shmuel? Ella rather Nizik Mochu. Let's say we're talking about if the Nizik sold it. So it says, Eina Mochu, the Mechir is no good. So Mani, who does that go? Like Rabbi Shmuel, it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that says, Hushem Hashor, that the Mazik owns it. If so, Hegdeshoi Mugdish, but then it says that the Nizik makes it Hegdish. It's Chal, Luchur, why? He doesn't own it, the Nizik. Austin, you have to tell me, it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. It goes according to Rabbi Kiva, so it's again a Sakasha. How could one go like Rabbi Shmuel and one go like Rabbi Kiva? So Mora says, no, the Pshan, the Bryce says like this. Le'olam really mazik. We're talking about where the mazik sold it and the mazik was makdishit. The divrei hakel goes according to everybody. Mocha reina mocha. The mechir is no good. The mazik can't sell it. That afilu l'Rabbi Shmuel, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, that says husha mashor, that the mazik really owns it, still he has no right to sell it to take away the shibud. To a mishab de lele nizik. Because this short time is mishuba to the nizik. If the mazik can't pay up the money, the nizik has a right to take away the shor. Therefore, the mechir is not chal, meaning that the nizik is still collected from the person you sold it to. Now, hegdeshe mugdish, why do we say if the mazik was magdish the shor, why is the hegdish chal? So we say now, afilu l'Rabbi Kiva, could even go according to Rabbi Kiva. So then the question is why? According to Rabbi Kiva, the nizik is like a shutif in it now. How come the mazik could be makdish? It doesn't belong to him anymore. So Gemara answers, Mishum to Rabbi Avua. It's a new halacha, the Rabbanin, like Rabbi Avua says. The Yom Rabbi Avua, Gezerah, it's a Gezerah from the Rabbanin. That Shema Yomru, maybe people will say, Hegdish Yoytzei B'lei Pidyon.
But it could be sometimes you makdish something, and it goes out l'chulin without a pidyon. Like people will see here the mazik was makdishit, and they won't know the lochri because huchlat hashor belongs to the nizik. People will think that it goes out lechulin. Therefore, midi rabbanan, though it has a loch like it's hegdish, as if they say we have to be poiderit first. Nothing more says tana rabbanan. The brayse we learned like this: shor tam shehezik, a shor tam that does damage. Achlo yomad bedin, up until they went to Bezdin to pass knows how much is chayiv, is mochroi mochor. If the mazik goes and sells it, the mechir is good. Hegdeshoi mugdish, if he makes it hegdish, the hegdish is chal. Shochatu, let's say the mazik went and shechted the shore, v'nosnu b'maton, and he gave it away to somebody else for present. So the locher is masho osu osui. What he did is good, the present the person could keep. Now, Mishomad Bedin, let's say they went to Bezdin, and Bezdin passed noise that the shor, the tam is mechuyiv, that the Baal HaShor has to pay. Now, Mochroi Eina Mochor. Now, if the Mazik sells it, nothing doing, because since it's already Meshubah to the Nizik, the Mazik can't sell it. Hegdeshoi Eina Mugdish. If he wants to make it Hegdish also, the Hegdish is not Chal. And like, he didn't give anything to Hegdish. Shochatu V'nostum B'maton Elo Yosef Leiklum. If he goes and shechts it and give it for a maton of the mazik, he can't do anything. It's no good, because the nizik has a right to come and take it. Kodmu balei choyves vehegbiyon. Let's say a bal choyv, the mazik owed somebody else money from before, and the bal choyv wants to come and collect and take away the shor. Bein chav achloi hezik, whether the mazik borrowed the money before his shor did the damage, or bein hezik achloi chav, or whether it did the damage first the shor did the damage and then you borrowed the money, and now the Baal Choyv wants to come and collect the shor, the mazik, from the mazik, the locher is lo yosav leklum, he didn't do anything, he has no right to take it. because since the shor is a tam, the nizik has a right to collect from the guf of the shor, it's like it's mishuba to the nizik, therefore the bal chayvis have no right to come and take it. What about the muad shehizik? Let's say a muad did the damage, bein shomad bedin, bein shloyomad bedin, whether they went to Beis Din yet or they didn't go to Beis Din yet. In such a case, mochroi mocho, whatever the mazik does with the shor is done. Because the mazik owes money, that's all. The guf hashor belongs to the mazik. Therefore, if he sells it, the sale is good. Hegedei shoy mukdish, if he's makdashir, the hegdish is chal. Shochatu benosu b'matona mashos also. If he shechts it and gives it away for somebody else for matona, what he did is good. Kodmu bali choyves v'hegbiyon. Let's say the Baal Chayvis come and want to collect it away from the Mazik. Bein Chav at Shloi Hezek. Bein Hezek at Shloi Chav. Whether he borrowed the money first and then the Shor did the damage. Whether the Shor did the damage first and then he borrowed the money. Still Masha also Osli. The Baal Chayvis have a right to come and take away the Shor first. Lefi Shein Mishtalim Elamin Aliyah. Because by a Mazik, a muid only pays from your pocket anyway. You don't take the guf ashor. The mazik has to pay from his pocket. It's like a new achayv. So therefore, if the other baal achayv has come and take away the shor first, they have a right to take it. Now we'll explain the price. What we just said before, mochroi mochor. That if the mazik sells it, the mazik has a right to sell his tam. Why the rajia? It means, like learned before, that even though it's meshurba to the nizik, and if the mazik doesn't pay money, the nizik can come and take away the shor. But as long as the nizik doesn't take away the shor, the person that bought it has the right to use it for plowing. He could use the shor. Hegdeshoy mugdish. Let's say the mazik is makdish the shor. So the hegdish is chal according to everybody, like we had before. Mishum the Rabbi Yavua, like Rabbi Yavua said, that a hegdish should not go out play pidyon. So according to everybody, the hegdish is chal. But if it says if the mazik shechted it and gave it away for a present, the person has a right to keep the meat. So the question is why? If the mazik stam gives it away for somebody else for matona to use it, so calls the man it's alive, very good, as long as the nizik didn't come and collect it yet, this person that received it has a right to use it. He could use it for plowing. But when the mazik shechts it, why could the person now keep the present and eat the meat? How come the nizik can't come and say, if you mazik can't pay me up the money, then let me take the meat? The Tanya will learn like this. Chai. The pasuk says, Morkos Asher HaChai. Chai. Ein li ela chai. Or maybe only when the tam is alive. Shochatu minayin. How do we know even if the mazik goes and shechts the shor hatam, still the nizik has a right to collect from the meat? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, Umochroi es hashor mikol mokom, that any type of collecting from the shor, the nizik has a right to. See here also, how come the nizik can't come and collect the meat from the person that received the present? Samar Rav Shizbi, lenitzecho el lepchash chita. All it means to tell us is, the pchas hamas the shchita made it worse, less this much the mazik doesn't have to pay. In other words, what happened here? The mazik had a shor hatam that did damage. So the nizik has the right to come and collect that shor. Let's say the mazik goes and shechs it. So now he makes the shor worth less. So he's like mazik shibudi shachaderoi. It just means to say the mazik is potter from paying for this hezik that he did to the nizik. But true, rather the nizik has the right not to come and collect this meat.
The Gemara says, "Omer Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua." From here we have a proof that Hamazik Shibud Yishachaveroi. If somebody does damage to somebody else's shibud, that let's say my property is mishubit to you, and I go and ruin the property, potter that I'm potter. It's like only Groma bin Izokin, and I'm potter. So Gemara says, "Pshita." Of course, you have a good proof from over here. Here it says that if the mazik is mazik the shore, so he doesn't have to pay the nizik. So Mor says, no, Madatem, I would have thought to say here it's different. Hosamud Yomalay over here when the mazik shechs the shor. The Yomalay loichasaticha v'loimidi. I didn't really take anything away from you. The shor, whether it's alive or dead, is the same thing. The Yomalay, the mazik could say back, Zika biyam hu dishakli minoch. All I took away from you was just Zika like air. In other words, you're shechting it, it's nothing, the meat is still here. I didn't take anything away from you. So that's why I'm potter. Avo bialma, but another case is lechayiv. Maybe if you mazik, if you destroy the shibudi shechaveroi, maybe you chayiv. Kamash v'lo, that's what. Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua has to tell us, no, you should know your potter. So Moras Takasho, Nami Rabba Omro. Rabba already said this, and Rashi explains like Rabba's Nodem Choshev. So we learned this already. What do you have to tell him to me again? The Yom Rabba, Rabba said, the locher is, HaSorif Shtoris of Shechaveroi, if somebody goes and burns up the Shtoris that Yechaver has, Potter Yepotter. In other words, Yechaver has a star, or Raya proof that he could collect money, and you go and burn it, so you ruin his proof. So even though you didn't destroy any money, but you mafsed his shibudai, still your potter. So Mara says, no, still over there it's different. All right, turn over. Mara says, over there, madutem, I would have thought to say, hosamu the yomle, over there we could tell him, nira bialma kaloi minoch. All I did when I burnt up your star is I burnt up paper from you, that's all. Avol hecha dechofa baboris ichun amoris. But when maybe I went to destroy the property that's meshubah to you, I dug sichon amoros there. I dug like ditches in the land. Maybe then I should be chayiv. Kamash mula, no, even such a case also you chayiv. What's the proof? To hokkus over here, command the chofa babar sichon amoros dummy. Over here, the fact that you went and you shechted the shore, it's like you made your big damage in it. Okoma, still we say, mashu also, also, what was done is done. So we see here what? That if you're mazik shibud the shechaveroi, still you always potter. Then it says, kodmu balechoyves vegebiu. So if the balechoyves come and want to collect the shore, bein chav atchloi hezek, bein hezek atchloi chav liyosav leklum. No matter when the loan took place, the balechoyves cannot come and take away the shore from the mazik. Why? Lefi shein mishalem ele megufay. Because the nizik has a right to collect from the guf of the shore. So Gemara says, let's see. Bishlem, I understand it's good. Hezek atchloi chav. If the damage took place first before you borrowed the money, then Nizokan Kodmu. Are you understand that the Nizokan come first? Avuchav actually hezek, when case you did the damage first, before, but if you borrowed the money before the damage, so Ba'achoyv Koydim, then the Chur with the Ba'achoyv has the right to come to collect the money first. How come they can't get the money?